We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Richmond Fighters, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. 49-27 win over a really good North Carolina Central team. Before we look ahead to the Albany game, what did you like most about the way your team battled back on Saturday?
I liked the second half a lot. First half, not much. They whooped us pretty good in the first half. We were having trouble slowing them down. We got a score on a three-play drive early and then not much. So it was tough sledding in the first half. They were playing really well. Give Central a lot of credit. They got a good football team and good players, good coaches. So, it was tough there. But I think the key to that whole game was scoring right before the half with 9 seconds to go. Great throw by Kyle. Nice catch by Nick DeGennaro. And that was huge. It gave us some momentum. Going in the locker room, there was not a sense of, the locker room was calm. The coaches were making adjustments. I think our players believed that we could do some things. And we scored one in the second half, and the Spahn's punt return was the key right there. It got us going pretty good there. And then it kind of snowballed just a little bit. So proud of our guys hanging in there. It wasn't looking good there for a while, but they believed that they could do it, and we played good in the second half.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Cheeseman. Physicality is usually a word that's associated with linemen or defense, but your wide receivers have really shown a little bit of that in the past couple games. Could you discuss how they have been winning these 50-50 balls? Thank you.
You're absolutely right. I brought that up in the Sunday meeting last night. Our offense played really well in the second half, and the major reason for that was our wide receivers. They made some contested catches. The one that probably, when Nick came back for the one that was underthrown and then got 12 to 15 yards after the catch there, the one to Jerry Garcia that was in the hands of the central defender and bobbled and he got it and scored. We're making those plays, and they're blocking real well too, and that's part of the physicality too. So really proud of that group. I told them last night that they were a major reason that we're playing well on offense and doing things the right way. Winston October is doing a tremendous job with those guys. He always has. Even last year as a position coach, he did a fantastic job getting those guys playing. And I'm proud of our offensive staff. They made some really good calls coming down the stretch there. But the wideouts have been really good. They got to continue that for us to keep advancing.
Coach, if I could follow up by asking about Albany's defense, which allows about 80 rushing yards a game, leading the nation. Could you explain why they're so good on that side of the ball, stopping the run? Thank you.
Well, they fit their gaps really good. They're really physical. They've got two of the best defensive linemen, not only in the CAA, but in the country. Their numbers bear it out. No question, they're really good up front. They got a couple linebackers that are really good that can plug gaps. And then they force well. They tackle well. And that's, if you can tackle well and fit your gaps, you got a chance to keep people from running the football. It'll be a tough stretch for us. I mean, to try to generate some runs against this team, they're really good. And they had five first-team all-conference players defensively. That's almost half the team right there. And well-deserved. I voted for every one of those guys. And, we watched them on film quite a bit because we had some crossover games. So I got to see them some as we went through this season and just was so impressed with the physicality and getting off of blocks and fitting gaps. It's a great defensive football team.
Thank you.
Next question from Mark Singlace. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Russ. Mark Singlace from the Albany Times Union. That Albany defense includes Amir Hall, obviously, who played for you. What do you see from Amir and what your former player has done in their defense so far?
He's been really good. Noticed him a lot. obviously, we love Amir, and he was a good player for us, and tremendous family. You know, it just he just felt like he needed something different, and he's played really, really well. Again, I voted for him all conference. He's an all conference type of player. We thought that when he was here too. So happy for him and the success that he's had. I just hope he doesn't have that much success this coming up week.
And just to follow up on that, how about your feelings about playing an Albany team that you shared a CAA championship with but didn't play during the regular season? Is it a little bit of a grudge match or something like that in that aspect?
No grudge match, but it is kind of weird. You know, the league has so many teams in it, but we saw them on film quite a bit, and we had some crossover games, and they've seen us too quite a bit. It's weird, but you know, the NCAA, I think, has to do these things. Just as long as you're not playing the conference opponents in the first round, second round, you know, they have to do it. They have to make it as regional as they can, and so I didn't have any problem with it playing a CAA team. But you know, the only problem I have with it is that they're real good.
Thanks very much.
All right, Mark.
Next question from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. Going back to the defense a little bit, I'd ask Greg this question as well, but do you see similarities in terms of, you know, both of your defenses produce a high number of sacks? You know, you've got Tristan, they've got Dylan Kelly, both making a ton of tackles. How much similarity do you kind of see, and does that help in the game plan process?
Yeah, they're pretty close to us structurally. And what they're trying to do with their defense, there's no question about that. Pretty similar defenses. You know, they've got some up front. They've got some really good players. We've got good players up front. It makes a difference, Kyle, when you have guys up front. You can bring four-man pressure and cover people on the back end. You know, it makes a big difference, and they've had that ability. They can rush the passer with four. They've rushed the passer with three. They're very athletic up front, very physical up front, but you know, we've got some athletic guys up front with you know, like Marlon Lewis, who had three sacks this past week, and so fairly similar structurally for sure. And you know, we take pride in fitting gaps and being where we're supposed to, and you can see on film Albany's really good at that. And you don't see many plays where, wow, why didn't they fit the B gap and that thing popped for 60 yards? You never see that. You see guys coming off the blocks and making plays. So good football team, excellent defense.
Thank you.
Russ, before I let you go, we've talked a lot about that Albany defense. Obviously, some weapons on offense, starting with Reese Poffenbarger. What impressions you about their offense?
Well, look, I haven't seen him in person. But on film, it looks like he's got tremendous arm strength. He can spin it. You know, sometimes on film, when you get that back angle, you can see how that ball's spinning coming out on some middle-of-the-field throws, and it's spinning really good. And so you know he's got arm strength. He can make all the throws. The scary part about him, I think, is his ability to scramble, his ability to make you miss in the pocket, to extend plays, and then find the open guy. He's got weapons to throw to on the outside. Love their back. He's a really good player. And, you know, up front, they're pretty big, and they do a great job of getting on people. So, but, again, Reese is a really, really talented player. And, you know, he's going to be a challenge for sure. But they got a lot of other people that will be challenges too.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for taking time to do this today. Safe travels to Albany.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.